93.7 The River, the River City's new classic rock. Dog and Joe show. There goes Boston. For those out there that may not know this, I'm terrified to fly. I do not like airplanes. I don't have feathers. I don't have wings. I can't do it. What was that? Was that last year when I took the flight to Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. I'd only flown one other time in my life, and my wife, you know, she wants to go on this vacation. You know, she wants to go to Cancun or go somewhere like that.
And you should take her.
And I don't want to. So last year, what she said is, hey, why don't we do a little practice flight for you? Why don't you fly down to Vegas? You know, it's nice and quick. It's like an hour and 10 minutes. See how we do. See how you get on the plane. All that. I said, okay, I'll try it.
Great idea.
So I did it, and it wasn't too bad. Had a good time. You know, it's pretty cool. So I did that. I'm in no hurry to go back. I can't think of anywhere that I need to fly to anytime soon, but I did do it, and I need to do it again before too long, you know, and go on another short flight somewhere so I don't lose my edge.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep going with that. Once you start, you can't quit.
And when I got up in the air, we left from Sacramento. It was like, I don't know, Saturday, 10:30 or whatever. We get up, and as soon as the plane levels off, the drink cart comes out. Yeah, right here, hands up. Hands up. I did it. I'm on the plane. Now I need something to kind of just take the edge off.
Absolutely.
So I got a beer and only had one. And then on the way back, and the flight on the way there was textbook, I guess. No big deal. On the way back, though, we left early. And the weather in Vegas, awful. And, I mean, that thing was rocking, and it was kind of making me sick, and people were kind of nervous, and it was kind of rough.
It's a little bumpy getting in and out of Vegas.
They say it's a pretty rough airport.
Because of that, you'd fly down into the bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little bumpy.
So getting out of there, it was kind of hellish. And it was that day here in Sacramento, the wind was just kicking. I mean, it was clear as a bell. It was in April, end of April, and it was just windy as hell here. So the whole ride was kind of just yuck. But as soon as it got up, I told my wife, and the what do you call them, the stewardess.
Yeah,
hand
flight
up,
attendants.
Beer me, yeah. On that flight, I had two.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Slugged them down because I needed to take the edge off. A little sharp that day. And I drank the two beers. Some people had beers. Some people had Cokes. Never thought much about it. And everybody that I dealt with on Southwest, they were all cool. But I found this, and this is interesting. If you get a snooty or bitchy flight attendant, or you get someone that's rubbing you the wrong way or doesn't want to serve you, it's a fantastic trick. If you're not going to drink beer, you don't drink beer, and you want to get back at them, or you don't want to get belligerent, what you do is you order a Diet Coke. You order a Diet Coke, the flight attendants will hate you.
Why?
And this, I guess, is known in the aviation industry.
So many people drink those.
Well, and they hate giving them to them. Of all the drinks they serve, according to a flight attendant, Diet Coke takes the most time to pour because at 35,000 feet, the fizz will not go down. And they hate people that order it because one woman says, in the time it takes me to pour one single cup of Diet Coke, I can serve three passengers a different beverage.
Really?
So as soon as the Diet Coke order comes in, they're like, oh, God. And they got to go back there. They got to pour it. And I guess the carbonation and the ingredients in the Diet Coke that's different than other sodas and beverages, it takes forever.
I had no idea. I've never heard this before.
I haven't either. So that's what they say. If you want to piss them off, order a Diet Coke. And they'll hate you.
Why would you ever want to piss off your flight attendants? The way things are going right now, that would be the absolute last thing that I would want to do. You could get clubbed. You could get, I mean.
You might get kicked off the plane.
People are getting kicked off at gunpoint. They're getting beaten.
Pilots are fist fighting other airline personnel. People are putting up videos. They're fisticuffing in the plane.
The worst industry in America at this moment is the airline industry.
Well,
people seem to absolutely hate it because all they want to do is take lots of our money and then beat us.
Well,
I mean, they just beat us on there. They're beating human beings for no reason.
You know what? Drive. Walk. That's why they do it, because they can. They know you're not going to.
Well, I mean, obviously, what are you going to do? You're stuck.
Well, you got to drive. You got a Greyhound or what? What are you going to do? Take Amtrak? You going to hitchhike?
Yeah, don't be ordering Diet Cokes. When they get on there, you need to treat them like police officers. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Hey, or even better, here's what you do.
Or ma'am, a lady.
As soon as you get on a plane, you want to be a real jackass, get on there and go, hey, stewardess, hey, hot pants, I want to buy a round of Diet Cokes for everybody. Everybody on the house.
Oh, you're getting hit.
River City's new classic rock. 93.7 The River.